not so much Musa. I want to be Mazben Inyan, which when Bilam cursed Klal Yisrael, Balak, Bilam cursed Klal Yisrael, he started off and he said, "Kimi roish tsurim erenu, umigvois ashurenu." Miroish tsurim is from, I go back to the, so Rashi says, what does miroish tsurim mean? Tsurim is a lashon of a rock. Kimi roish tsurim, and istakel bereishisim, I look back at where they come from, lechatchila, what was their shoresh, what was their roots? Ubetchila shoroshem, vani roya oisom, miyusodim v'chazokim k'tsurim v'gvois. And they obviously v'imois. I look back and see where does Klal Yisrael come from. And I look back and I see that they're solid. They have strong roots. Miyusodim v'chazokim k'tsurim, like rocks v'gvois and like mountains. Through the obvious v'imois. What does he mean over here? K'tsurim v'gvois. That Klal Yisrael was, had such a foundation that he couldn't even, Hinam Levodov, Agoim Leishchashov, that he wasn't shaykh to be Mekalel. What was the Shvach over here that Bilam was saying on Klal Yisrael, Kimurish Sur Merenu? They are very strong Sharoshim. There's a Muridika Moshul. The Shas, when you see a fruit tree, let's say, and you see, let's say, take an apple tree, and there's a few apples that are spoiled, going off. So you take them off the tree, but it doesn't show that the tree has gone to pieces. It means that there's a few, in the hundreds of fruits that he gives out, there's a few fruits that didn't pick up all the vitamins from the shirosh, from the roots. So they didn't make it. Okay, happens. Take a tree. You want to knock it, cut it down. How do you cut it down? So the Chochem, he's going to turn around and say, I'll cut off all the branches, then I'll cut it down slowly. It's still going to grow. Where do we know that the tree is going to be out of its, is the tree, from the fruits, that the tree, there's something wrong with the tree, or there's something wrong, or you want to cut it down? Is if the sheirish, you cut up the sheirish. When you cut up the sheirish, or the sheirish is rotten, even if the sheirish is rotten and is giving out good fruits now, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. You'll see, next semester it's going to come out, the pears are not going to make it. Once you know the sheirish is rakuv, is rotten, then the tree's gone, and even if the pears gave out this year, decent pears, it's not going to last. Klal Yisrael, said Bilam. Avada Klal Yisrael, there's ups and downs in Klal Yisrael. But the Shiroshim of Klal Yisrael, the roots, there's always bad apples in the pile, as they say. But the roots of Klal Yisrael are strong, healthy, gesund. So the tree is always going to be strong. The fruits will always be good. When the roots are strong, you can't shake it. Chaim Vital in Shah Beis and Shah Aleph in Perik Beis and Shah Kedusha says a Muridiki Yisoid, which is a Yisoid which I want to discuss tonight. He says like this. He starts off with the famous question that we have. How come if Midas Ben Adam Lachavera is such a choshev azach, and it's so important, how come the Torah doesn't talk about it? You don't see it in the Torah. You see Midas, Gaiva, Taiva, whatever, it's talked about in different aspects, but the Yisoid of Midas, Toivis, you don't see it in the whole Torah. You see it on Hoggers of the Ovis, You see how the others behaved. We don't come along in like the same ways you see halacha of geneva, gzela, sheker. You don't see the halacha of midas toivus, that is an inyan of avidas, hamidas, etc., etc. How come the Torah never talks about it if it's so important? So he says over here, but Omnam, I'm just going to say, he's got a whole perek on it. I'm just going to pick out the ikar nekudas. Hein hachonos ikiorias al tarik hamitzvos. Those are the ikar hachonos. The ikar hachona to doing mitzvahs and kiyam haTorah is only when a person has midas tevis. Ki ein hakoyach benefesh hasichlis lekayim hamitzvos al yedei tarik evorei haguf. It's not shayach to keep the mitzvahs, which is be'etzem neshama shebamoyach. Neshama shebamoyach is be'etzem what your seichel is be'etzem what controls you. And to do those mitzvahs, it's not shayach unless the nefesh has a nefesh of midas tovus. Lefikach, inin hamidas harois koshim ma'averus atzma mo'oid mo'oid. And he goes through a whole parasha why midas is the yisoid, but I'm telling you the end piece. Therefore, midas rois is kosher, is yoisa kosher, is stronger, is worse than the averas itself. The nimtza ki yoisa tzorech lizom in midas rois, you've got to be more careful in midas rois. Yoisa min kima mitzvahs aseh v'leisa aseh, more than being mekayim mitzvahs v'leisa aseh. Ki be yoisa bal midas tovus, when you're a bal midas tovus. But nokel, you kaim kol mitzvah. It'll be easier to keep kol mitzvahs. Marim dikazach. And then he says at the end, v'nimtzo, ki b'yos midas harois kvuiz ba'adam, since a person has certain midas rois that he's born with, he's got it, Nimna, he's kept back from being the kaim Torah mitzvahs. The gamim yikaimam, even if he keeps the mitzvahs, it will be shalom l'shem shemaim. V'toruch gadol will be a pain in the neck. V'olav nem anezem zav ba'af chazit. Mordik azach, he says, to Mordik, you say this. Midas is the foundation of kiyam haTorah. You've got to be more careful on midas rois than the actual avera. And you've got to work on midas stronger than being on kiyam mitzvahs aseh and lois aseh. Because the minute that you have midas tovus, it's easier to do Torah mitzvahs. And the minute that you're doing Torah mitzvahs with bad midas, it's a torah, it's a pain in the neck. It's much harder to do it. And I want to be masbir tonight why and what lies behind the inner of midas tovus. Why midas is so strong that the Torah didn't have to write it, because you can't even start with Torah and midas without midas.
What about the mitzvahs?
Those are mitzvahs within. Those are mitzvahs within the halacha. But it's not mitzvah as midas tovus. That means look, geneva. Geneva is also a mitzvah of midas tovus. Arayas is also a mitzvah of midas tovus. Mishkolos is also a mitzvah of midas tovus. Yiganavning yena, your weights are not out of what. But there's no mitzvah in the Torah that midas rois, midas tovus. You don't see the Torah talks about it. There's certain mitzvahs which what we'd call morals. See, by the goyim, there's such a thing as a moral, which is affected the etzem today, our generation, that a lot of times we do the right thing, not because the Torah says it's right, and not because we're supposed to do it, but morally it's the right thing. Morally it's the right thing. This morally the right thing is a geisha musak. The Germans, in 1930, brought in the culture of eating with a knife and fork. And they were very morally very well put together. And when they walked with their dog in the street, yeah, morally they had to keep the street clean, so they walked with a small little spade. And the Alter von Slabodka was once walking in Germany, and he saw a goy clean up after the dog, and he said, "Kumana Zeit, if they're so machshiv, if morally they're so machshiv, chayes rois, and they love their dog so much, there'll come a time that these morally people will be roitzchim, roitzchim." Didn't take too long to prove it. But the Torah, when it talks about midas rois, doesn't talk about morals. Pinchas was a kanoi, and he killed. Right? In America, you'd call him a rotzeach. You wouldn't let him speak by that Aguda convention. Right? Because he's a kanoi. He's a right winger. And we have to speak down to everybody, because we love everybody. Yeah, this love everybody. Morally, it's right. But the Torah has a different idea of what's called midas tovas and what's not called midas tovas. Let's start off with the Gemara. What does klal mean? Klal means that's the big picture, and in the klal there's different pratim that come off from the klal. So when you say klal godol b'Torah, there's one mitzvah which is called v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and then from there comes out, branches out another 612 mitzvahs. How does that work? Ze klal godol b'Torah. In every klal, how do you say klal in English? General rule, right? There's a prat. How do you say prat in English?
Specific.
Not mamish.
Details.
Right? There's details to it. Right? So you've got a klal after recha komaycha, which is klal kol ha-Torah kula. Right? Ze klal godol b'Torah. From the klal came out all the pratim. So that means all the other mitzvahs, 612 mitzvahs, is a tzitzah, is an outcome, or belongs to the v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. How does that work? Then there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The famous Maisa of the Ger that came before Shammai, and he said, "Teach me kol ha-Torah kula, standing on one foot," which is basically what we all try to do. You know, you want to know kol ha-Torah kula in one night, and the same night, you know, be somewhere else. We want to be standing on one foot. I want to hop around what we call instant gratification. Teach me kol ha-Torah kula al regel achas. So Shammai threw him out. Hillel said, "Ma da aloch sani l'chavroch leisavot. What you don't like, don't do it to your friend. Ve'idach," which is basically v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, "ve'idach pirushuhu zil gemoy. And everything else is its pirush. Kol ha-Torah kula, it's its pirush. Zil gemoy, go and learn." That means he came and said, "Tell me kol ha-Torah kula on one leg," and he said to him, "Kol mada alach sani, what you don't like, l'chavroch le'savit. Don't do it to your friend." That is kol ha-Torah kula. I've taught you everything there is to know. The idach, anything else that you have to know, is a pirush. Pirushahu. It's a pirush. Zulkama, now go and learn it. But I've told you everything. This is the klal godol. This is everything. How does that work? Kol da'aloch l'sani l'chavroch l'savid. That's kol ha-Torah kula. That's what it's all about. I mean, there's plenty mitzvahs ben adam la'mokim that have no shaykhas to ben adam la'chavera. How does ben adam la'mokim fit in over here? All the mitzvahs of ben adam la'mokim. A koyin ba'avedosa. You're sitting and learning Torah. How does that come into ben adam la'chavera? To understand this whole nekuda, let's start from the beginning. Those who have learned the shtickel, the Bilvavi, the first Mesilas Yesharim, a person was only nivra, he was only created to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our tachlis, what we came down, the purpose of this coming down to this world, for the 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 years that we have. And every day, don't want to get you guys scared, but every day is another day closer to death. It's for one tachlis, for one purpose. Leah is dovok, but boira is borach. To be dovok, whatever that word means, to cleave, to be kosher, to be chad, to be one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we were brought down on this world with nisyonos, with different yetzaharas, in order to overcome. But the idea to overcome it is not pshat schava. It means the biggest scha is being davuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we always explain that pshat is the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a nefesh, a neshama, which is a chelek elokai mimal, which is part, belongs to him. You're connected to him. And our avoda is to reconnect with him to the makor. Reconnect with him. I gave the moshul last night of a guy doesn't have parents. Both parents. He feels lonely. He feels lost. He's not connected. A person who naturally is connected, his child is connected, family, what they say, blood is thicker than water, is because it's naturally there. Yeah, you might get into fights on the way, you might not agree with everything, but blood is thicker than water. It's not going to help you. You are connected. Better relationship, worse relationship. The Ribbono Shel Olam, we're connected. We're connected. We're connected. We have to build a relationship that's stronger and stronger. There's no such thing as we're not connected. We're connected to Nefesh Elokai Mimal. It's one thing. We have to work in this world of getting, of becoming more and more connected, building the relationship. But a relationship that is. So the kasha is Poshta Kasha. They all speak about it. Derech Hashem Das Tfunus. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is HaToyva HaMeitiv, he's such a gutter, and he wants to help us. And Be'etzem, we talk about how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, how good the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So why do he put us through a world full of tzoros? Why do he put us through a world that we have to suffer? And it's so hard for us to sit and learn and to keep mitzvahs. You want us to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, let the Ribbono Shel Olam give us the dveikus straight away. Give us the schalbe and haba straight away. You're such a good person. Kavi yochel. Okay, let us go straight to Gan Eden and go ilam haba. What do we have to lose on the way? If he's such a teva amativ. I'm sure some of you guys have gone through this question. And probably some of you thought that this is mamash kfira perhaps. You shouldn't be asking such questions. You shouldn't be thinking about it. No, you shouldn't be thinking about it. There's a very important question in Yiddishkeit b'chlal. If he's such a toiv yotzad, in Ribbono Shel Olam, we talk about that toiv ametiv, he's a saleach ha-meichel, and his essence is good, then give us olam haba straight away. You bring it down on this world, you go through 70, 80 years of depressions and upsetness and who knows what. Anias, Yisurim, and we end up in a 6x6, rotting away over there. What's all of What do we have to go through all this for? Give us Olam Haba. Give us the tainug of being dovok. What do we have to wait? Go through 120 years and how many times do we come back down over here? If we didn't make it the first time or the second time? Good question. The Teretz is, and this is a Yisoid Gadol that you have to know, man, the ochel, the lav, delay. Boys, listakule ba'ape. A person who doesn't eat from his own doing is embarrassed to look the yena in the face. A guy comes over to you. Let's think with a mature mind. Not like, you know, a guy comes over and gives you $1 million. You are meshubbat him for the rest of your life. You're meshubbat him for the rest of your life. More than being meshubbat. He gives you every day what you need. He keeps hacking you every day. He doesn't give you $1 million. But you know what? Everything is taken care of. And every day he keeps giving you. And he keeps giving you. There comes a time where you're pushed embarrassed to look him in the face. Enough! Ye Adam writes a bekav shaloi, ye simetisha kav shalchaveira. A person would rather want one kav of his own, which is a small measurement, than nine of his friend. Why? Because a person wants to work himself, right? You hear sometimes, you don't even realize it subconsciously, I don't want to take from my parents. I want to make my own money. Where does that come from? Be you say that though? I've had it's a gaiva, etc., etc. I'm not getting into that. But add some subconscious, because you're embarrassed. Boys, listakule ba'ape. You're embarrassed when you're not doing the right thing, perhaps. Keep taking money from your parents. You're sitting and learning, okay, your parents are so happy about it. They're willing. Chelik of Torah. So stamase. A guy's not holding by it. So what does he say? I want to make it on my own. You find sometimes millionaire kids. They don't want to work in their father's business. Why not? You got it all made for you. No, I've got to make it on my own. Yeah, it could be there's a guy I've got to prove to my father that I can also make it. You're not only the only loser that has got money. I want to be a loser and have money as well. That could be as well. But Edson, sub deep down, it's because you want to make it on your own. You want your own calf. A person doesn't want to be given the whole time from somebody else. That's the metzius of the Bria. Where does that come from? From our originality, from where we originate from. Where do we originate? What's our shayrish? Our shayrish, our roots is nefesh elokim imal. We are godly people, we have a neshama. God can't take, he only gives. There's nothing that you can give him that he doesn't have. There's nothing. If there's nothing that you can give him, because everything is him, v'atam b'chaye es kulam, the Rebbein Shalom has everything, lo yagvura, everything is his, and everything he created, there's nothing that you can give him that he doesn't have, there's nothing you can be moisif to him. We are godly people, we have that neshama, we are a branch from that root, so therefore we're moirish, we yashin, we inherited those middas. That midda that we have to be, that we have to make it, that we have, that we can't take from other people, is a godly midda. So therefore the Ribbono Shel, because he's a toiva meitiv, made it that we have to come down on this world. We have to work hard for what we get, and then when we get the schar, it's our self-earned schar. It goes even deeper than that. We all like to chill. Where do you think it comes from? Where do you think chilling comes from? It's called menucha. Menucha. We like money. Where do you think it comes from? The root of those yetzaharas which we use for the wrong thing is be'etzim, because by the Ribbono Shel, it's called there's no tenor, there's no movement. There's no such thing. Hu amar v'yehi, he said, and then it became created. He didn't do anything, he didn't build the world. V'yomer Elokim yehi oyer. There was oyer. It wasn't that he had to go out and put things together. His metzius, his rotzen, wanted certain things to happen. It happened. We were yashened in a certain way, a very minute way, the same midas. Because we're godly, we have a neshama. And since the root of where we're coming from, there's no tenua, there's no movement, we love menucha. Just chill back. Sit back on the recliner. Just chill. Do nothing. That's where it comes from. The real menucha is only in Olam Haba. I'm not going to go into that now. What the menucha is, v'yah menucha ki toiv, v'yeit shichma lisbo. Then he gave it up in order to learn Torah. The most chashuv is that. But it's not negay at this point. But menucha, ashirus, where does it come from? We want to be on the top. Because the metzias, our root, is controlling. The Ribbono Shel controls everything. The Ribbono Shel is lo ha'gvura, ashiras, gaiv, everything. Everything is his. There's nothing you can give him. So therefore, all those middas, we yashant. In a certain way. More than that, we can't take negativity. Idiots. Aneas. Anything that's negative, we can't deal with. Why not? Because the Ribbono Shel is a sholem. There is no negativity there. So therefore, in the anophim, in the branches that come off from the root, there's a certain distaste for nothing that's shlemus. That's in a very, very small shell, basically how it works. We came down in this world in order to earn the schar that we rightly deserve. How does that work? Now, if our sheirish, how does that work when we're born? We came down in this world. The Rebbeinu Shalom created us in a way that we're makablim. Makablim means we take. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not a taker. He doesn't need anything. If anything, he's a giver. So Rebbeinu Shalom put us down in this world with godly powers, more than godly powers. He put us down in this world that we are connected, but we have to build on the relationship and get more connected. So he took a neshama, a chelik elekaim imal, and he put him, and he was malbishit in a guf. A guf that is totally, totally egoistic and wants. When you're born, you're a total makabel. This is where I'm going to go off in nisen or makabel. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a nisen, he's not a makabel, you can't give him anything. A person, when he's born, is a total makabel, he's a receiver. He's a receiver. Everything's taken care of. Food, everything from top to bottom. As he grows older, he becomes less of a makabel, and he can take care of himself to a certain extent. He goes older and older and older. He can take care of him slowly. He can take care of himself fully. That doesn't mean he became a noisome. He could still be a makabel. Using people, you're a makabel. Our avodah in this world is to change our midas of being a makabel to become a noisome. The bigger the noisen, the bigger you are connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is a noisen. The bigger you have something in common with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the bigger that we're connected with it. Then you become godly powers. Then taket tzadikei hadoyer, who were kuloi noisenim, you could come along to them and ask them for a brocha, for a kid, and they'll say no problem. Within a year you'll have a kid. Where does that koyach come from? That's godly powers because you're a nisan. You're connected. Through doing mitzvahs. Because Rebbeinu Shalom wanted you to do it. Not because you understand it. Not always do we understand every mitzvah that we're supposed to do. But because Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to do it, that makes you into a nisan, not a makabel. Because I'm doing something which I'm not receiving for, and I don't even understand what I'm receiving. My emunah tells me that I will get schar in Yenevelt, in the next world. What is the easiest way in making yourself into a nisan and not a makabel? In Ben Adam L'Chaber. Ben Adam L'Mokim, the inyan of lishma is much harder. But if I become a noisen in ben adam l'chaveroi, Avraham Avinu before, he kept kol ha-Torah kula. But how did he keep kol ha-Torah kula? Through his midah of chesed. He became such a bal chesed that he said, v'noichi ofo ve'efa. He didn't exist. I'm dust. When you don't exist, that makes you a godly person. Because that's exact. Because Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, there's only one Anoichi, there's only one me. Anoichi, me, there's only one me, Hashem. Kol zman, you hold yourself for Anoichi, which is called egoism, then you're moving away from being from your relationship with God. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the only one that's Anoichi. I'm the only thing that exists. Everybody else doesn't exist. You don't exist. You're supposed to be an onov. You're supposed to be a bal chesed. What does a bal chesed mean? Let's type out what chesed means. That even when it gets in your way, you're willing to do for somebody else. Because you don't exist. Why do we not want to do Yana a favor? Gets in my way. My way. I'm somebody. It's not comfortable for me to do it now. I don't like the person. That's called a makabel, not a noisim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is kulin nesina, and he put us on this world to change our midah. We were brought up as makablim, and we always existed to be makabel, give me. And that's why when sometimes you find when you're going to business, I'll mess over the other guy and I'll take and I'll swindle and I'll do this shtick and that shtick, because we're all makablim. We're all makablim. The easiest way to become a noisin is through midas tovus. Bal chesed. Avraham Avinu said, "Onicha of the eifa." Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher madrig. He said, "Vanachnu ma." Off of the eifa still has something. There's still dust. There was some sort of existence. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vanachnu ma." It doesn't exist. Oh, he said, "Vanachnu ma." He could be the one to be makabel Torah. Va'ish Moshe onov mikol adam. He wrote it himself. What do you mean? How does a guy write himself that he's the biggest onov? How does that work? Because we don't understand what anivus means. Anivus means, I know I'm an onov. I know that I know kol ha-Torah kulo. That's not a stira. Because the only person that exists, but it's not me. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't exist. That's not a stira to saying, writing in the Torah, Va'ish Moshe onov mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he was the Adon HaNaviim. He was Avi Kol HaNaviim. Ki Peh Al Peh Adab Boy, he spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam Peh Al Peh, where he didn't write that in the Torah. Of course he knew that. Is that a stira to Anivus? No! Because Anivus doesn't mean I walk around as a thinking I'm a greater Onov. Anivus means I don't exist. It's not my Keichas. What I have is nothing. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's only one Onoichi. And Kol Zaman I walk around with onoichius, with the literal translation is egoism. It's a stira to my relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not connected. Once I work through those midas of Ben Adam L'Chaveira, I become a bigger Baal Chesed. I become a bigger Baal Meitiv. I don't look negative at people. I only see the good. I can stand other people. So Avada, when it comes to mitzvahs, because the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to do mitzvah, it's not so hard to go against my teva, because I don't exist. The Ribbono Shel Olam said I should do a mitzvah. Le'notnu Torah, ela le'tzaref b'nei Adam. Mitzvahs is a lashon of tzavus. Mitzvahs make you connected. Mitzvahs also cleans up the mess. Torah, what does Torah lishma mean? Torah lishma means I'm only doing it because the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to do it. When they came to the Vilna Gaon and they told the Vilna Gaon they only found one Esrog. They were looking all over for an Esrog. And they found one Esrog. But they said the guy who's giving it to the Gaon has a Tanai. That the Schar from the Mitzvah goes to him. And they were scared to tell the Gaon this. And the Gaon said, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, at least one Mitzvah I will do without any Negias. It will be Kulu L'Shem Shemayim. Without any Schar." Just to have the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called Torah Lishma. The minute that I can't do a mitzvah is because they're anoichias, because I'm a makabel, not a noisen. My tzitz is too sweaty. Gets in my way. My way. Film, pain in the neck. It'll be a bigger pain in the neck if you don't put them on. What's that pain in the neck? It gets in my way. Why? Because I'm brought up with a mentality it's all about me. Onoichi. My egoism doesn't let me do something which I don't understand or I can't be bothered. Or I don't have a rotzen. Or I'm not in the mood. But the minute that you become a noisin and you trained your midas to be totally for somebody else, it's much easier than to do Torah mitzvahs. That the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to do it. If the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to do it, then I'll do it. I've added the reasons behind it, and it becomes easier even to understand the reasons. And it becomes gishmaka once I understand what lies behind Torah. But Torah Lishma means Kuloi LaHashem. Kuloi LaHashem means I'm a nice and not I'm a kabel. The more that I work on the middah of chesed, hatova, being good for somebody else, the less the onoichi exists, the more I can connect to the one onoichi. Says Rabbi Akiva, Va'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Ze klal godol b'Torah. You want to know what it's all about? It's about one thing. The klal is that you've got to be a nois and not a makabel. How do I train myself to become a nois and not a makabel? V'ahavta r'echa kamoicha. Kamoicha, like you, on the same level. Even more. Kamoicha mamash. Ze klal godol b'Torah. That's what it's all about. You came down on this world, Ribbono shel Olam put us a tachlis here to work. Doesn't make a difference whether you stay by learning or whether you're a businessman. You can still be dovok in the Ribbono shel Olam. You can still have a relationship that makes you one with God. You can be a godly person working in on the street. And you can be sitting and learning and be the biggest egoistic person, which is a stira to everything that Ribbono shel Olam gave us. That's why Torah can be sometimes samachayim, and sometimes can be some hamovis. It can be poison for us, and it can be a medicine that keeps us alive. Because Torah is so powerful. It's the closest thing that brings us to the Vekas. If it's used right and learnt right, says the Goyin, that when rain runs, pours down, and there's a garden, you have roses there. Roses grow. If it's weeds, some of us might want to grow better than roses. If it's weeds, then weeds grow. It depends what you planted. Torah is rain. Yarov kamota likhi. It's compared to water. Torah nimshal kamayim. It'll come down, it'll pour down on the person. If the midas toivas, if he's a noisen, he becomes a bigger noisen. He becomes more dovok to the Ribbono shel Olam. If he's a makabel, he'll become a bigger makabel. That's where you find the big bale gaiva. I can learn better than him. Ich verstehe besser wie er. I know more mesechtas. Kovod haTorah, stand up for me. You know who I am. That's all from the Neich. Is a steer to Torah. That's sama moves. Samachayim is when my midas are so pure. I'm kulei for somebody else, that automatically my Torah is kulei LaHashem. That my Torah becomes lishma. Well, where do I start from? I start from the midas. Because Torah mitzvahs is much harder. I don't understand it. You want to know how to do Torah mitzvahs? You've got to have a very strong foundation. The foundation is midas tevas. Because when I have midas tevas, if Chazal tells me, kol ha-koifah b'tevosu shel odom, if you can't say thank you to your friend, v'soif koifah b'tevosu shel mokum, in the end you'll end up not saying thank you to your Ribbono shel Olam. It goes hand in hand. But it starts off with chavera. Zeh klal godol b'Torah. That's the klal. Every other mitzvah is a pirush. What you don't like doing to yourself, don't do to your friend. Ve'idach, everything else is a pirush. And the pirush is, you got to learn. Zol gemoy, learn it. What's learning it? You got to break those midas mushchosis. You got to break those midas, the shayrish, the root of where we're coming from, has to be strong in being a noisen. We got to become noisenim. The minute I become a noisen, I less exist for myself. The more and more that I don't exist, the more and more Torah I can learn, the more and more mitzvahs I can do. Because then I can turn around and say thank you. I can say Nasha Yotza. I can say, I can put on tefillin. I keep a Shabbos. I'm Shomer Shabbos. Not only Shomer Shabbos, I'm a Kaddish Shabbos. Because I don't exist. When you hear, you know, the undertones, Shabbos is a 24-hour jail. I can't chill. I can't smoke. I can't watch anything. It's a jail. Listen to the subconscious of what you're saying. It's all about me. It disturbs me. I exist, I want, I do, and I want to do what I do, when I do, how I do. That's a stira. Anoichi ha'oimed b'ni b'incho. Said the Kotzke Rebbe, what stands between my relationship of me and God? The anoichi. I exist. The bigger the Baal Chesed, the bigger the offer, the eifer that will continue to Avraham Avinu, the more you can get connected to the Ribbono Shelem. The more it's easier for me to be the Ben Adam Mochim as well. We're here. We came down on this world because of the Ribbono Shelem. Baal HaTeiva said that because you've got godly koichos, he wants you to work for it, that you should feel it's yours. How do I go about it? Where do I start from? The Ben Adam L'Chaveri. When the Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Kimireish Tzurim Erenu, Bilam said, I look back at their roots, and I see Kimireish Tzurim Erenu, I see they come from others, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yanku, that were Kulo, L'Shem Shemayim, didn't exist. Oh, then you can't start up with these people. Hinam Levad, they're a special nation. You can't count them with other people. They're a chosen nation. They're in a different league. They're somewhere else. They understand. There's no such thing as morals. Morals don't account. Morals means I exist, but it's the right thing to do now. It's all worked out. Picheshbon, from your old self-centered egoism. Oh, I think it's the right thing to do now. It looks good. It's the right thing to do. We don't exist on that league. We have no shaykhs to that. We come from royalty. From Miroish Tsurim Arena. When I see the Shiroshim, when I see the roots are so strong, there could be bad apples in the pile. They'll always give out good fruits. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. As I said yesterday, is fire. You put your hand in the oven by mistake, says Reb Chaim, you'll also get burnt. Because you're touching Yisoidus Habriya. You're touching the foundation of what the world was created for. When you're Pegea, when you hurt a friend, you're not hurting the friend, you're hurting the Bria, the Yisoidus, what the world stands on. Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. Let me ask you a shayla. I'll tell you a maisa with Chassam Sofer. Tomorrow you dig a maisa. Chassam Sofer had a Talmud. And he walked in and the Talmud was holding by dying. And they were all standing around and Chassam Sofer walked in and told everybody to leave the room. There was one bocha there that decided he wants to see what's going to go on over here. And he hid behind the cupboard. And he sees Chassam Sofer sit down, turns around to his Talmud who's on the way out and says, what do you see? So Talmud says, I saw that there's the Beis Din Shulmaila Paskin that I have to go. But they came along and they said that Hayesh, that I'm a Talmud of my Rebbe, and my Rebbe doesn't deserve to have the Tsar of me dying, so I got saved. So Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, then you're okay. Picked himself up and left. So my uncle once asked the Moridik Ashayla, here you have Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was what, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago? And he asks his Talmud, what do you see? The guy's holding by dying, right? So he's already halfway out of this Gashmistika world, so you can see certain things that are going on. What do you see up there? They pass and I'm supposed to go. The one dying said, it's pasnish for the Rebbe should. He said, you got 24,000 Talmudim. Rabbi Akiva's a Tana, and he probably went from one Levaya to another between Pesach and Shavuos. Stolzach, are you talking about 24,000 Talmidim? He was left with nothing. What happened to his tzar? What happened to his tzar? Where did he go? Akiva was just like a wipeout. He was left with 5 Talmidim that from that came Kol HaTorah Kulo, the mayor of Yehuda. 24,000, and there's no zecha of their Torah. So for Shteitzach, everybody talks about Shalei Nagu covered Zeh Lo Zeh. They didn't have Derech Eretz for each other. On their Madrega. On their Madrega. Talmid Rabbi Kiva were G'dayli Yisrael. Is there any memory in Shas, Bavli, Yishalmi, Mechilta, Sifri, Sifrot, Tesefta, from Talmid Rabbi Kiva before they died? Nothing. Our whole Torah comes from the 5 Talmidim after Rabbi Akiva. Talmidim died. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Sefton, Mechilt, whatever you want. There's no mention of the Svarus or the Torah that went on in the Beis HaMikdash of 24,000 Talmidim. You're talking about 12,000 Chavrusas. You have 12,000 Chavrusas. Think about it. And you're talking about Levi's. I mean, you're talking about a Holocaust. 24,000 people. You know what 24,000 Levi's is? When there's a Levaya here in Eretz Yisrael of a Mishpocha that was here, I don't know if anybody here, it was in the summer, I think, where a train wiped out a whole Mishpocha. You're talking about people walking around in days for weeks afterwards. A whole Mishpocha wiped out. No Zecha. And here, you're talking about what happened to Rabbi Akiva. Shlo Nogu Kovod Zeh Lo Zeh. They couldn't be the Nisnei HaTorah. They couldn't be giving Torah. Why? Because you touched the core of what the Bria. You touch something that is the pillar that the world stands on. If you don't have Derech Eretz, that means you there's a bit of egoism here. There's a bit of self-centeredness. Le'nogu kovod zeh lezeh. There's no komoicha. There's no lereacha komoicha. Then there's no Torah. Then Rabbi Akiva doesn't count. They can't be the mamshichei Torah. They can't be the ones that give Torah to Klal Yisrael, because that's not called pure Torah. That's not godliness. It's got to be mamash komoicha. And if there's missing nogu kovod zeh lo zeh, then there's no cheshbonus, there's no rebbe, there's no talmid, there's no levi, garnished. Wipe out. Because Torah can't stand on it. Kiyum ha'olam is when we become noisnim. Noistim and not makablim. Noistim means I don't exist. It's all komoicha. He is shava b'shava with me. I don't exist. Oh, once I've got that foundation, then the ben adam lamokim becomes much easier. Then it's taka what Reb Chaim Vital says. Lefikach inin amidus arois koshim in averas atzmon. Because an avera is a teitzah of the midas rois. Why does a person not want to keep a mitzvah? It gets in my way! Gets in my way! Who's me? Who's me? My way? Who's my? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam of Anochi. If you go straight to mitzvahs, it's much harder to understand that. What's Pshat Torah Lishma? It's so far away from us, we can't even understand it. Since the Torah Ben Adam L'Chavera is the easiest moshel from where I can come along and use it. When I become a Baal Chesed, I become a Baal Hatova, I become a Komoicha. If the Goyin writes in Mishle, Iker Tachlis HaChayim Lishbois Midoisov, Vim Lav Lomo Leichayim, the Iker Tachlis of a person in this world, this is the Goyin who, Torah, is to be, have Shviris Hamidus, Vim Lav, and if not, Lama Leichayim, what do you have to, what are you here for? There's no godel that's 100%. We were going for a walk with Matisio, and I made a cheshbon with him that if you take a look through history, you'll see all G'dayli Yisroel. A lot of times there was bigger Talmid Chachamim in the generation who were bigger than the godel Ador. There were bigger Lamdonim, bigger Poiskim. But the Godel Ador was Godel Ador. And he didn't become Godel Ador because he's the biggest in learning. He became Godel Ador because he's Ben Adam L'Chaveret. And you'll see it all the way down the line. I can't explain it all now, but I made a cheshbon with him of different Gedolei Yisrael who in the same generation, Yenna was alive, and they were much bigger. Yet he became Godel Hado. He had the schus of schus harabim of running the generation. He became the Rosh HaYeshiva. Why? Only because of his achrayis to tzibur. His achrayis to somebody else. The reacho komoicho. You'll never find the godel. You'll never find the achray on the tzibur that when his ben odom lechaveroi is pogum, he has a koyach. Doesn't work. Doesn't go hand in hand. Roshan doesn't let it. And when it, and if he is matzliach, oiva avoy to the Torah. Oiva avoy to the Torah. Sam amolis. Amolir Ben Shalom lets the sultan be mishtoil, go wild, and lets the Talmud Chochum, who doesn't have the Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, ki'ilu, what we call to turn us off, to give us a nisoyen, us to give a nisoyen, thinking he made it because he's a mushchis. That's our nisoyen. That doesn't mean that we're wrong in what we're doing. We walk away a lot of times from rabbeim, from personalities, from different situations in life, and you say, Zu Torah with Zu Schara? This is what it's all about. I don't have anything to do with it. So, to wissen sein one thing, you should know one thing. The Rebbe Shalom also doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Ah, he's being Matzliach, that's your Nisoyen. Your Nisoyen is that even though he's Matzliach and he's wrong, in the big picture, he's not going to make it. I was once schmoozing with a gevir. And I said to him, you know, it's a nebuch, you know, your partner has such a great head. He could have been from the Veltz Rosh Yeshivas if he would have stayed and learned. He says, the Chanes! But he didn't become one of the Veltz Rosh Yeshivas. He's such a mushchis and midas. You know what would have happened if he had been the big man in learning? You know what what it looked like? He said, Rabbi Shem had Rachmonos on Klal Yisrael, made him a gevir. Gave him money, shut him up. That they're matzliach doesn't mean that it's right. It's our nisoyim. Derech Roshoyim Tzlecho, the derech of Roshoyim sometimes is matzliach, because that's our nisoyim. And our nisoyim is not in Yiddishkeit, it's in Ben Odom L'Chaveri. When I walk around with an attitude of a four-letter word, and that's the way I'm walking around, basically what I'm saying is, it's all about me. You'll never be matzliach. Forget about the cursing. I'm talking about the attitude. You'll never be matzliach because it's all about anoichi. It'll never be komoicha. And when it's never going to be komoicha, you'll never reach having any connection with God. Forget about learning. We're not talking about Talmud Torah over here. A connection in tefillah. Calls a man, I'm in the way, I can't be connected to the Rebbe Shlomo, because the Rebbe Shlomo is a kula noisen. He's a noisen, and if you want to be on track with him, you want to be on the same page with him, you want to feel connected with him, you've got to become a noisen. You have to become a noisen. By coming a noisen, the bigger the noisen, the bigger that you don't exist. That's why Gaiva, the Rebbe Shlomo says, Ein ani v'hu yechon lodu b'yacha. I can't be in his daladamas. Al-Yarnavi was walking through the market and he saw a dead animal and it was smelling. And he was walking with one of the Amoraim or Tanoim, and the Amora couldn't walk back because the smell was on. And Eliyahu said, doesn't disturb me. And then he walked through by somebody else, and Al-Yarnavi couldn't walk past the person. He said, you don't smell the gaiva? The chastira to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the whole existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Rebbe Shalom, that's a stira to me, because I'm the only one that exists. You exist as well. Ooh. You're touching, you're getting in my way. I can't be together with a Baal Gaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'anachnu ma? I don't even exist." He'll be in Makabre HaTorah. This is in connection and all through the years there was always a hakpoda of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro in the yeshiva. You can ask even going back, Ben Odom L'Mokim is something that's what we call a training ground. It takes time till you bring up a connection, till you understand what tefillin does, till you understand what Shabbos does, until you understand what Torah does to you. But if the sheirush is good, then the branches that come off, the fruit that come off, are going to be great. But if the sheirush is rotten, the branches are going to... It's not going to happen. It's not happening. When you have a yeshiva, and it's 30, 33, 20, depending on the seder, the time, and there's no komoicha, they'll never walk out with the B'nai Torah. And when I say B'nai Torah, I don't mean that you're going to end up 10 years in BMG. I'm talking about B'nai Torah, godly people. People who are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you can be connected 24-7 working in Manhattan as well. It might be a bit harder, but you can do it. When there's no komoicha, then the shiroshim are rotten, then the peros are going to be rotten. And you're going to see that you can sit here for a year, 2 years, 3 years, you'll never make it. Because I am in the way. You'll never get that connection with God because it's all about me. You'll never be able to get past state one. You'll never get to get first base in Yiddishkeit. Because it's all about my Yetzer Haras and what I feel I want to do, when I want to do, how I want to do. There's no self-control. Because I exist. And when I exist, it's very dangerous. There's no friends. There was never the Wat Kuf is where it happened, and Taki, I had to make my mechoz. But one thing I tried very hard in this yeshiva, it shouldn't be judgmental. And what I mean judgmental is, there's no groups. I'm a first year, I'm a second year, I'm a third year, I'm more choshev than you, I'm less choshev than you. We're all in the same muck. Some more, some less. And if I'm not in the muck in Ben Yehuda, then I'm in the muck of self-indulgence in myself. You don't have to go to Ben Yehuda to be in the muck. You can be sitting in a yeshiva in a Beis HaMedrash and be in the muck. Because it's all about me. And exactly how I want to set it up, and how I want my room, and how I want where I want my place, and where I want this, and where I want that. And how much I take for lunch and for supper. Is there any komoicha over here? And if guys are sleeping, and if there's shcheinim, what's the big deal about shcheinim? Nothing. No big deal. But you know what? You'll never make it in life. Not in marriage, not in anything. The Gemara says, Kishem shenichnas lebris, kenikonis l'teira ulechupa l'masim tovim. So everybody asks the shayla. L'chupa l'masim tovim? And when you didn't do masim tovim before the chasna? What happened to Maisim Tovim before the Chasna? Because there is no Maisim Tovim before the Chasna, because it's all about yourself. Because once you're married, you suddenly have to give up on your own. You've got to give it up. You don't exist. Suddenly you've got to do things against your will, because you're married. Keep the relationship going. Suddenly, my father used to say, the hardest thing for a person is his first child. Could be the happiest moment, but it's the hardest thing. Because it's the first time in his life he suddenly has to get up in the middle of the night, do something, either change his diapers or give him something to eat, and he doesn't even get a thank you for it. Suddenly his whole outlook on life changes. Suddenly everything changed. And it's the biggest, what we call, I don't call it depression, but it's like an anticlimax to what life's all about. Suddenly you don't exist. Suddenly at 3 o'clock in the morning, I got into bed at 1 o'clock, I want to have a good night's sleep, boom. 3 o'clock, I'm getting out of bed. And Rav Shalom Bais is because you'll see in Rav Hilchus Gittin, you'll see it's all about Kamoicho. They're all missing this. It's, I exist, she exists, I don't exist, she doesn't exist, she does exist. She gets in my way. You'll see it's all about Ben Adam Lecha, Ben Midas. The biggest moment of reality suddenly is when I have the baby. The Maisim Toivim. Maisim Toivim means only for Yena. I don't exist. That only how it starts after the Chasna. Because till the Chasna, I've got all the gears. You can be a Gewaldige person as long as it doesn't get in my way. But ask you to do me a favor, go out of your way. Chasna, crazy. Don't even ask this guy. He's got such an attitude, you'll get it over the head. Don't even ask him. Don't even go down that road. Don't even wake him up to ask you to help you or to go somewhere. And that guy should feel that. I'm just going through the last 6 months or 8 months where I've been, where I pick up tidbits over here and over there, go away for Shabbosim. Guys feel pushed on the side. I'm not getting into any stories, but you get feedback sometimes. Guys were hurt. You know, only the Choshva guys rented cars. I'm not here to knock anybody. But you can't have a yeshiva, you can't steig in learning, you're not going to get any further than the mushkis that you walked in as, if this is going to be an ahoga that's going on weiter and weiter. The Sharoshim are all rotten. And it, you know what happens? The mitzvahs, the loshen of the Chaim Vital is, the ganim yikayimam, even if you'll be makayim the mitzvahs, but with shlechta middas, yeh shaloi l'shem shemayim, will be shaloi l'shem shemayim. Ubatoyruch godl, will be a pain in the neck. It'll be a pain in the neck. What's this toyruch godl? Because I've trained myself not to do anything for Yena. It's only me. And when I have to go out my way and sweat a bit over Gomorrah, or I have to leave me alone, I have to go and wash negevasa. I have to go and put on tzitzis. Get out of here. It's too sweaty. I don't feel comfortable with it. I should put on sock to daven for an omad. Covered from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Covered from the Ribbono Shel Olam. My covered. I'll do what the H I want, when I want, how I want. That comes from the Sheirish of Midas. Toiruch Godel will be a pain in the neck. The ones who made it through, and I can tell you, I can give you a history of 20 years. The ones that made it through, they could have been bigger shkotzim when they walked in. But if they had the Sharoshim, and I said this every year, I used to sit with Rabbi Yellen, 10 guys up against the wall, and I'll tell you in 3 years' time who will be a mensch and who won't be a mensch. I'll tell you who will be a Ben Torah, whether he stays in learning, doesn't stay in learning, he'll be a Ben Torah. I'll tell you who won't make it. Because the Sharoshim are strong. The Sharoshim are right. There's no egoism. There's a Kamoicha. When there's a Kamoicha, then everything else fits into place. It's much easier to be Makabal Oil Malchus Shamayim. It's easier to be Makabal Mitzvahs. It's easier to control your own Taivas. My Taivas are not holding 3 years later when I first walked in. I'm on a different level. My Sharoshim are different. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the koyach and the seichel. Let me just finish off with a loshen, if I can find it. Ukimat, says the Mesilas Hashan. Yosef Kosher, it's harder. Hanakias, Nakias doesn't mean cleanliness, but Nakias means cleaning up your own mess. But Midas, in Midas, Mimashahu b'maisin, than it is to doing a good deed. Good deed doesn't mean that you've cleaned up your Midas. I'll tell you a story just to finish off. Rabbi Sol Salanter went with Rabbi Lezer Shulevitz, they were davening in a big shul somewhere in Germany, I think it was in Memel. And this shul had a massive shul, and there was two doors. There was a door that you came into, and then there's a door on the side. A lot of shuls have it, door on the side, what you call a fire escape, but they left it open because it was a packed shul for Aviyah. The Blazer Shulevitz went out just before Shemin Esra for this kiss. He came back, can't get through. So he stood by the door. He stood by the door and he started davening Shemin Esra. Suddenly in the middle of Shemin Esra, he hears his Rebbe whisper in his ear, "Was it mit Geneva und Gesela, from taking away the air of all the rest of the people? You're blocking the doorway." He whispered in his ear. The Blazer Shulevitz held that if Rabbi Sol Salanta said it to him in the middle of Shemin Esra, it means he has to pick himself up and leave. And he should go somewhere else and start davening again. And he did. That's how Vayit Rabbi Sol went. That's how Vayit Rabbi Sol. So I held that standing by the door, and there's not enough air coming through. Rabbi Sol Salanta was zeicher to be miyasid amusa, and we ad hayom hazeh. He was kulus hazich, kulus hayena. He didn't exist. The bigger we are, the bigger the gadol. The bigger the gadol is not because he's the gadol hador and Torah, because he's the gadol hador that doesn't exist. There's less. He's worked through years and years of ups and downs of midas. The Chavetz Chaim didn't make it because of lashon hara, or because of whatever. Chavetz Chaim, you take a look through all his svarim. It's all about midas tavis. It's all about working through midas. It's hard. It's not easy. But that's going to be our sheirish, that we should be zeichataka to learn Torah lishmo.